Rishalmi, Megillah, Daf Yud. So the Gemara continues discussing the machlokes between Rav Shimon Lakish and Rav Yochanan as far as the nafkamina, between other cases between them, when we find a difference between Ben Yomtiv Lasheni, between the different days. Mishnah has given many, many different examples of where there's a difference of opinion between of things that we are makpin on, if there's makos etzel miso or not. We just finished the sugya before yesterday. Now the Gemara discussed this shayla as well about the halakas of when to get malkas. We have malkas of Rukhlim Hashem and Lakish. Hashaychet, as also is Manavah Hashem, Avodah Zarah. Person shechs, also is Manavah, which is Inisa Daraisa. Same day for Avodah Zarah. Now the question is again, if you do also in all of a lav, it's a lav, also is what is a lav. Lashish will be Yom Echad, and Avodah Zarah is an Isser Daraisa, an Isser Chi of Misa. So Mimela, if you, when you did it this way, do you get the lav? Do you get Malkus on the lav? Because you were over in Isser Avodah Zarah, which is a Chi of Misa. Yorkin and Amar, if you went and gave an Asrolo, so it's Beno, then, and they didn't warn him that he'd be punished for Avodah Zarah, like he gets Malkus because he doesn't get the, okay, no, there's no Asra on the Mises Bezdin. Hashem Avodah Zarah, but if he got a Asra on Avodah Zarah, then this girl, he gets Skon, and he's no Din Malkus because he gets Skon. Hashem Lakshan, I feel like Israel, but now, even if they gave him Asra, so it's Beno, it doesn't make a difference, but he didn't give him Asra on Avodah Zarah, and look, you don't get Malkus. If they warned him, he would have been punished for Avodah Zarah, he would have been stoned, not Malkus. Primarily, if he gets nothing. He doesn't get no osos b'no, because there's no asra on that. You don't get malchus. Ain malchum el kemes masriyin. So there's no malchus, and there's no, if they gave him asra on the malchus on Avodah Zarah, that wouldn't be anything, because there's not, you have to get malchus on the chi of Mises Besdin. So therefore, you get nothing. According to him, Lamaisa, according to Rav Yochanan, that we said, Ein Yochanan, you still get malchus. Because if you got asra for it, you get malchus. So the Gemara says, Shaila, and what we said yesterday, that Mrs. Bezdin never gives a person a Malkus, maybe it's not so. So I'm going to see if he has a right that you do get Malkus, even if you get Mrs. Bezdin. So I'm going to say to my wife, the Rabbi Yochanan, even if Rabbi Yochanan, it's still fine, you still get Malkus. Why? Rabbi Yochanan said, Thomas Shane Vram, that's only if there's two separate things. You did a Maisa, slaughtered an animal, and you did it, Osos Benof Avodah Zarah, so you're giving owners for two separate things. But in the case of Kuris and Malkus, for one Maisa, then you don't get Malkus. In other words, enough for me to be between two. Lam Shema Klokas, Lam Shema difference. If you did two different acts, Osos Benof, and Avodah Zarah, so then you can get both. If you got Hasra, you can get both Malkus and Mises Bezdin. But if it's the same action that you got both, then and you're over both in the same action, then you don't get Malkus, you only get Mises Bezdin. That's what Gemara says. And now Gemara wants to know, well, I'll give you another case. What about another example? Case where you have a case of Gemara and Masechus Makos, you have Machlokes Tanoim there, person gets Chi of Malkus and Chi of Mamon. Do you do both? Do you get both? So again, your Machlokes, whether you get Isur Mamon, you get Tash, you have to pay, you get fine, then you don't do Malkus, or do you get both? So Gemara has Machlokes of Yochanan Shemed Lakish. So Gemara questions. I'll die to Rav Shemed Lakish. Kuna Shemed Lakish, who says that the Lakh in the Mishnah is that if you get punished, you get ownership of money of Tashlumim, you get a Knas, then there's no Malkus. Then Gemara says, but if you did something that also gets Malkus, you get both. Even if you're not going to get, you still get the Malkus, you get Halakas, you're putter from, since you're supposed to get Malkus, then you did something, you putter from Tashlumim, even if you didn't get the Malkus. But still you putter from Tashlumim, because you're supposed to get the Malkus. Now the Kashim is saying now, in Machokas and Tanaim and the Mesechus Malkus, it's the same thing, that you don't get Malkus. If you have something else coming, you don't get Malkus, or you do get Malkus on top of that. It's the same Machokas Tanaim. Both Mishnayos are the same, really. Same Machokas. When is the Gabi Din of Misa of Tashlumim? When's the Din of Misa and Malkus? But it's the same thing. So what's the difference between one and the other? The Gemara says, La'avim lav kakaris. The Gemara says, Nafkamina is, Nageya too, a lavin lo karisos. When you have a isa or a lav, but not, that's when you get mal, but not karis. You know, if you get a lav, then you could go with a shlumim, then you can say whether you get the lav or not. You get the malchus or not is a different story. That's a machlokas. But the chayvi lavin, they're machlokas like a mishalim or look at ain't a mishalim. But la maisa, not by chi of karis. By chi of karis, everyone agrees it's only chi of karis, and there is no din tashlumim, and everyone agreed to that. You know, it's b'nei. Give an example. Person went ahead and was came forced a naira to have, who's mamzeres, to have relations. Abel mamzeres is the name. He forced the naira, who's mamzeres, to have relations. So what's the halakha in such a case? So lamaisa, you're over yisa karis also the mamzeres. You're over yisa naira, you're over lav. So what do you do in such a case? And that same nafka would be. Same, says a carbon aid to explain. Abel naira mashim lav lo diyus lo yesh lo kenas. These are kenas. Do you get? It's a lav. Yisa naira mamzeres is a lav. So would that lav give you a tashlumim for pay the kenas for being a boyal a naira or not? That's good for the shaila. Same machlokas would apply. Another example: a person goes and sets fire to his friend's haystack. Nothing after kmina. What halakha say? How died the ilan niayu? According to the tanoyim, they would say there's no din kares. You have to pay. There's no din kares there. How died the ilan rabbanon? According to rabbanon, how you have a yesh b'maka, but say malchus because you damage someone. You damage someone's property. You get malchus. So then you are mechuyev in a. You get the question that shlumi you have to pay would be the same halacha. The question if you get makos you have to pay now, so that would be nafkamina. There's no kares, everyone agrees you have to pay according to the Tanna Kamma. There's no din kares, but if you have a din chacham that even without kares, even just makos, even malchus is part of tashlumim, then the question is whether you'd have to pay or not. It would be good for that machlokas. Plain Moshe says that would be good for the mishael over here at Tanoim, whether there is a din of malchus here, a din of tashlumim, but makom sheish ben malchus. So the Gemara says, "Me'ata the Nairus Yeshbam Knas Larbana." Now that you're telling me that the Mishnah says in Ksuvis that the Nairus who get a Knas if they're violated, they get a Knas. It's not according to Shita Chachamim, only according to a mayor or according to Ben Kanya, not according to Chachamim who hold that in a Chachamim. If you're over in Yisulav, you don't get Malkus, you don't get your Pata from Tashlumim. The Mishnah is telling you therefore, a person that goes ahead and forces a Naira who's a Mamzeres will come at the same Halacha should it be that you should be Pata to pay because Lamaisa you're over in Yisulav. But you're mechuyev malchus on that. If you're mechuyev malchus on that, you're potter tashlum. That should be a halacha in the Mishnah, but that's not what the Mishnah says. So, Ramaster, Tisbot, if you are called Mamza, Shabbat, Mamzeres. You can interpret the Mishnah and the Ksuvas to everyone, it's according to everybody. Everyone agrees on Mamza, you're over in Isser. Well, it's a case of Mamza, Shabbat, Mamzeres. In such a case, the man didn't do an Isser because the Mamza is a mutabim Mamzeres. Then it's only Isser and Isser Lav. Then the question is whether you have to pay the fine or not. We're not talking about a regular person who was over in Isser Kares, being boyal Mamzeres. That's not the case that we're talking about. The Mashis is a case. A regular case of Mamzer al Mamzera, where there is only an Isser Lav, not an Isser of any Isser Kares, and then the Shai would become again whether an Isser Lav getting punished with Malkus, whether that's a din of Tashluma Mana. The Gemara says, if that's the case, the Gemara says, what about the case if a person went ahead, was Boyal Eishes Akiv? Eishes Akiv, Lobal Yivimtu. If a person go ahead, you boil Eishes' brother's wife, you have to pay you forced her. You have to pay Tashlumim. So, are you over a lav? So, what do you mean a lav? Is that a Vivamta? It's not a lav, it's Yivamba. If he dies without it, she's mutted. In the case of the Mishnah wife, if she's Yivamba, then it'd be mutted. It wouldn't be any Yisr. So, it would become a mitzvah. So, what kind of, there's no Tashlumim at all. So, what does that mean? I'm a master tifto she alakum. No, to my case, where the son had brother had children. He garished this woman and he died. He never consummated the marriage. Rachav and Osa, the brother came in and violated her. It's my anis her. So, merely since he had children, the woman is also to him. There's no din yivam. And merely he's over in Isser. He's an Isser. The question is, do you have to pay the fine or not? That would be the machlokes, whether in such a case you have a key of the Isser Ashesach. Whether you mechuyev to pay the knas the moment or not, that would be the shayla, the machlokas that we have. Mishnah continues another similar thing. Ain bein, the same sugna, same lashon. Ain bein mudal lanol chaveiro. There's no nafkamina between someone who's manadur is chaveiro. The mudal mimanakal. A person goes in, nadir, his friend's food from him. Person, I'm not going to have any anor from you, or I'm not going to have any anor from your food. What's the nafkamina? Either way, it's the same. What's enough to me to? Then only one difference is regular. The gabe going on the person's property. If you say you're not going to have anything from his food, you could go on his property. You could walk on his property because it's only eating is the problem, not walking on his property. If you say the Isser is being netted from him, you're getting enough, and you can't even go on his property. You're being netted from his property. That's enough gemina. What about Kalem? Same thing, Kalem that don't have any, you're not used to prepare food. So again, if it's Ochil, you can't eat Kalem that he prepares food with them. That's part of Ochil Nefesh. But it's part of food. It's I know from the food. They Ochil, Michael. But if it's other Kalem, lawnmower, his car, his bicycle, things that have nothing to do with food, sent. If it's just Stam Hanah, from him, it would be Yasser. If it's just I know from Ochil, it would be Mutter. The Mishnah continues, Ain Bein Adorim Adorvos. Now for you to Adorim and Adorvos, Eilash and Adorim, Mesu or Nigavu Kayov Machrayos. Case in the Dharma of a person doesn't net when not they have an animal and they got stolen, stolen or they died, he's machuyev to replace them. A nedev. Nedavos, but it was just a nedava, and he's not machuyev to replace them. That's the difference between a nedev and a nedava. You're not machuyev to happen to them, not on your thing, you're not machuyev to the nedev is not machuyev. And it's only these animals, and these animals are not here. So the look is your potter. Then your potter. Zot to Gemara. And I'm a chiv to replace them. Zot to Gemara. That the person says something that's food is usher. Loma makal neder. But he didn't vow only to isser food. Why should the kalim? What's it mean that kalim are usher? If he only said the food is usher, I'm not to eat food from you. So why should kalim that I prepared, that the food that helped prepare the food, why should that be considered usher? Even because my yama that only ochel nefesh, you should be usher to you. It's not the kalim, it's the food. And the kalim is not, it should be no difference to kalim or not. Why is that usher? Misha says, there's someone who says Michael benefit from forbids food, benefit from his friend. Since the means any items to do with food, anything to do with food would be yasser. So you can say near this Michael mechavero doesn't only mean actual food itself, but anything that comes with food, utensils that prepare food, that are served with food, that you use to eat food, these are all part of food preparation that would be included. That's the lashon he says. Anything that's part of bringing another Michael would be including utensils would be considered usher. That's why it's included. Same thing, a person you find from Rebbe, the same halacha you find. The Mishnah by Rebbe, that a person makes anos Michael, they can't borrow a sieve, a sifter, a mill, an oven, etc., because these are all kalim that help prepare food, and that would be considered usher as well, because that's part of Michael Nefesh, things that are ochel Nefesh. Where it says, even though we say you can't do yasa at least food utensils that prepare food, but what about mashal? You're allowed to lend them cups, bowls, platters. That's not a benefit to food. It's only to eat the food with. It doesn't benefit the food. Only contain the food in it. There's also. But pans and pots, which are used to cook the food, without that you couldn't have the food. That lit on the drop or grinder or to depress the grapes. That's also because that makes the food. Something you're just going to hold the food, that's not a problem. You're eating because eating on the plate, but things that you use to make the food, the cook, the plate, the any of the kalim, the pots that you're cooking in, the utensils, litzkon, litro, to grind, to press, etc. That's all considered also. But look, so tzricha, the harvest grain you need to make. So tzricha, the harvest grains you also need to. What would we say that? More comments. The harvest grain that you'd be able to say mutter or not tzricha. You'd be able to say that to know whether it's mutter or not. Live such tzricha to harvest grapes for him. Is that considered part of ochel nefesh? Because that's not really preparing food. You got to prepare after that. You got to do the food. You're just preparing that. Would that be considered included in not? And the Gemara wants to know. So the question: what is it? Is that considered Michael Nef? Is that part of Michael? Is that part of what the Torah means that Michael would be considered Lixer Chitin Lixer Tzaymi Barilun? Is that considered part of Tikkun Olam? Gemara doesn't answer that kasha. The Lishtei says the Kavanah. The Gemara didn't answer this. Anos Michael. What about Anos Michael? What does it mean a benefit of food? Well, explain what that means. Tony, I'm Shiloka. I'm allowed to go lend them a hatchet. Avinu and Sarvin. The Meimer Kudim Shabbi Kuro. We're talking about a hatchet, referring to chopping firewood. All other food that you're cutting, food itself, actual cutting the items of food, that's us. That you can't do. But things that you're using, like chopping firewood, which is not really for the food, it's for something to use so you can make the food, that the preliminary stages, that would be considered mutter to do. Tiftar Kadmish Anichos. What about the case we hatch it for weeding? Less to my make alum. You can't learn anything from that brisa. That brisa is talking about things to help crops grow. That's not even the first level of food, says the Pnei Moshe. It's not like preparing something to cook. You're preparing to cut off the ground so that you can go and gather it together, so that you can go and wean it and harvest it. And that is so many steps before it becomes actual eichel. That would not be mutter. That would be mutter. That's not included in that's not included in Hanas Michael. Says the Gemara. What about Yadashayla? Hoyna Zusta, the apron of a cook. They use the apron of a cook. Is that considered something that's part of a clay Michael or not? Given Shemakah, since he stretched the weave at Kosher Bekimko, you could sift flour with it. You could use it to help to sift the flour. If you use the baguette for that, you could do it. Make sure maybe it's like a sifter. Gemara doesn't answer the shaila. Even though you're putting it on as an apron, you're not doing it as a sifter. But since you could use it, there are things in there, you could use the string or whatever, you could use it as part of it, would that be included in the net or not? Gemara says that's it would be considered a suffix. Gemara doesn't answer it. But another shaila. Gemara says, even now, what's a net? I say neder and a dove and not kamina. Omar, I know the person, I'm an oila, harez and a dove. That's a dove. What does a dove mean? Harez an oila. If he says an oila, that's the case. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Two lashonos, what does it mean? Is it the oila? Harez an oila? Harez an a dove? What is it? Which is the case we're talking about? So Gemara, coming by Rambo, yes, a shaila. Amar, a guy says, a rail oila. Amid is an oila. Hazam, harez that. Then he says, harez that. This is it. What are we referring to? Is this a case of an adava we can retract, or an neder we can't retract? Is it the animal adava becomes an adava, or is it still remaining a neder? So it's an afkamina, whether you can retract or not. Why would in such a case we change the lashon? It's not reasonable to ask this shayl at all. It doesn't make sense. Why? If someone said, lie, said, this is on me, then you could say, is a chomer kal, is a kal. And he's saying, as soon as a chomer that he has, a lashon takes effect upon even an isukal, a language, a leading lashon. And since over here, he said a chomer dik a lashon is a neder, that's the neder of an adava, then the question is a kal, a kal, is a kal. The more lenient does not take effect on the chomer dik. In other words, the chumadika thing, the chumadika statement could take effect on the kuladika statement. But the kuladika statement in kal isakam is not going to change. The kula statement you say it's in a double lashon, which is mutter, you don't have to go back, is not going to take an effect upon the chumadika neder, which you mechuyev akriyosin. That did not. So you have the two lashonos that you said, you change the designation, depends which one you said. If you said the isa kal first, it's kal. If you said the isa chama first, then it's not going to be kal. Then he said, "Raise a kal." Pshita de'enu kal love is not going to be kal. You can't go and make it more chamadik to change the lashon to make a chayav akhrusan. That cannot be done. Stop over here.